We bless you on this afternoon. Have your way. Move by your spirit, your power. Touch the heart of your people, oh God. Encourage them, oh God, through your word, oh God. Let your word become lively in their spirit, oh God. And let us be ever, always ready to give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank God this morning. I tell you, we've been having a good time in the power hour, praise God. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God. We thank God for that. I mean, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I was listening, and as Evangelist Dolores was speaking, and she started out talking about the day of the Lord in Jeremiah. My God, it's coming. It's coming. God has the final say.
Yes, he does.
And I thank God. Everything seems to be falling right in line.
Yeah.
And I love this. My spirit is moving already. And say, God has the final say. Then she said, two. Out in the field or in the mill.
Yeah, yeah.
Two would be out there grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it's serious. So our lesson this morning was talking about be ready. See, that's why we have to be faithful in everything, because that moment, if you're not here, you'll miss that encouragement, that nugget that you need, excuse the expression, get you over the hump. So God wants us to be faithful, especially we are a family of three P's. We all should be here if possible. We know some can't make it, some on Zoom and everything, but praise God. But we can make it. Try to your best to get up early and get here for powwow. Because this is what God's word. It's a prelude to right now. It gets you prepared for the word. Praise God. I'm listening to my sister there, Sister Jennifer. Sound like she went up another notch. I said, boy, she's getting stronger. God, I mean, she was blowing her trumpet this morning. I say, my, that's right. So she was downloading God's word, and then God just showed forth his grace and his mercy, praise God. And her husband ain't here with children. They tag team, and they work together. And that's a beautiful thing. When you have a husband that sacrificed and let his wife go and do what God has called her to do. And when he can be there, he's there. Thank God for her mother. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. See, looking, that's you back there. You want to stand? Everybody know. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But I praise God. I just learned to enjoy God. I recognize who has the final say. When I wake up in the morning, I could have been still there. But God has the final say in my life. When I get in that car and come here, God has the final say. You see motorcycles, you see cars cutting in front, but God has the final say. When you go on the trip, on the boat, we hear things, but God has the final say. And we have to realize that God's word is etched in stone.
Yes.
God's word is settled in heaven.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change, because he told it that he was the same yesterday when the floods.
Right.
Somebody was talking about it this morning. See, when the floods came, only what? Eight souls. Out of the whole world, eight souls were saved. Think about that. God has the final say. You can knock all you want. When God closed the door and threw away the key, it is finished.
That's right. Amen.
If you're not ready, woe unto you. Because God has the final say. Man, I love the word. I love the word, and I love it because I want to encourage you all. You see, and we're talking about light. See, we are set apart. We are saved for a purpose.
Yes.
Everyone that have been accepted Jesus have the calling to share. God loves you. He's concerned about you. God did everything for you and I. His dad sent him because we were out of sync. We didn't have a relationship with God. You see, we all been down that road. But it's one time, eventually the light comes on. You say, why I'm still walking in darkness? Why I'm still living below and I can be above? Amen. God said everything belongs to him. Even the cattle, everything, you, I, and all of us. But God has the final say. Joshua said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. I love when God tell me, when he speak to me. See, when my father tell me something, I listen. I take heed. He said, this is the day that he have made. And we must rejoice and be glad in it. And we have said, we ain't got no sad. I don't hold my head down for nothing anymore. Because when I boast in the Lord. Yes. You see, I understand the line, who governs my life. I'm not a bit oblivious to that. Why? Because God has the final say.
Yes,
man, I don't know about y'all, but I'm running from my life, and guess what? I can't tarry. He said, press toward the mark. Every day I'm pressing. Come on, Lord. Come on. I'm not Muhammad Ali, but you showed me that I can fight like a butterfly, swing like a butterfly, however it goes. Float like a butterfly. Ah, y'all thought y'all had me. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. Run, young man, run, young. See, God want us to, we can flip it and smile. See, we a family here. I can make mistakes. God, the Spirit will bring and line it back up. See, that's the blessing. See, I don't give up on nobody. Because I know one day I was struggling. You see, but God, when I came out in 72, I didn't know how to drive. I'm going to get to my message. I didn't know how to drive, but this is the message. God has the final say.
Amen.
I didn't know how to drive. I didn't know nothing about California, but my wife came in my life. I give her some flowers. I hope she's watching. She came in my life. And she helped me learn the city, get on the bus, get in our car, and go around. I get my route, I get my route, and she would get there with me, and we'll go over my route so I can be prepared. Look at God. 74, I started driving. 76, I had asthma from birth. I had asthma. In 76, just as a testimony, like Sister Jennings was talking about her father, how she wasn't ready, and her husband held her up until she seen it and recognized. See, I might not be feeling in it all the way, but I remember that testimony. You see, in 76, I said, Lord, you give me my air back, I'm going to run for you. And I'm running. You think I'm going to let her get all the fun, all the joy? You think I'm going to let her be blessed by herself? No. And I'm just saying, we learn. The Bible say, enter in these gates with thanksgiving. And then, of course, we pray. God said this, how we should come in. And when we look up, whatever weighing you down, it can be released. Because we walk by faith. And not by sight. So we don't have to see the thing. All we have to do is believe.
Right.
All we have to do is have that mustard seed faith.
Yes.
You can speak to those things in your lives and they'll move.
Yes.
Oh, I love God, boy.
Yes.
It was a song I was going to give Evangelist Camille. And it'll say, not now. And they say, do you love God? I think it's, I don't remember her name. Yeah, no, not Mary. There you go. Now you're on the right page. Erica what? Eric Cameron said, do you love God? I love God. And that just got me going. It don't take me. When you say God, man, I come alive. And I ain't working for Edison. Woo, my God, my God. I tell you, I just, bear with me, Pastor. I just love this life. And I want you to understand this is what it takes to get through. You see, you need the joy of the Lord. If you don't, you lose your strength. You'll be like Samson. You know, he forgot and got his locks cut off. See. But praise God. That's okay. Is that okay? Preluding to the word. Praise God. Praise God. Because sometimes we can forget the script and just preach. See, I got a lot in me. And it's because of God. My son-in-law, he see me every time he come there. I guess he say, my grandfather always sitting in the garage. But I'm getting my food. Somebody say, your daily bread. My God. And Jesus said, men shall not live by bread alone. Boy, I say, man, thank you, Lord, for letting me know what's important. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God spoke that. That's what I want you to understand. When you read something, it's coming from God, straight from heaven's throne. Yeah, see. So I don't let nobody push me around. I am somebody. I am an ambassador. You see, in this life, in the spiritual realm, the outside, they gonna bow down. God said, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, boy, I thank you. That's my Abba Father. I'm sorry. I just love talking about my daddy. Man, I love talking about my daddy. He is worth it. It's going to pay for it all. Somebody say, by and by. In the morning. My God, look out now, Pastor.
Gathered home.
See? And when he said in St. John, the 14th chapter, he said,
let not your heart be troubled.
I just want to see if y'all are ready. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. What a promise. What a promise. Streets are paved with gold. No more life worrying about that. Jesus is going to light up the city. My God, my God. So I just prepare to meet my God. Amos 4:12. I'm ready to get light for the flight. 1 Thessalonians, let us know that. Man. Get light for the flight. So many words. Man, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. My God, my God. Well, praise God, praise God. We're going to share with you in Proverbs. We're going to read that. And we're going to show you how God and how man, and we have to figure out where we want to land, you see, because the world say one thing, but God, what up the top is? But God says what? What the word say? God has a, come on, wake up. I'm going to keep hitting you until you get down in your spirit. God has the final say. Praise God, praise God. Proverbs 16:1-10. Praise God. Okay, switched on me. Okay, the plans, verse 1, the plans and the reflections of the heart belong to man. And we that's the way we look at life. We making plans. We think about what we want to do to get by the day, where we got to go, how we're going to do this, what we're going to do this. But
But the heart belongs to man. But the wise answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Why? Why? God. All right, come on. I'm going to say why, and you were supposed to say? All right, get it down. Get it down. Download it in your spirit. Nothing else. Get that down in you. So when you're going through, when you're tired,
God has the final say.
When you're having problems in your home,
God has the final say.
When you're having problems on the job,
God has the final say.
When you go to the grocery store and everything is high,
God has the final say.
When you go to the gas pump,
God has the final say.
All right, all right, all right. Who's in charge?
God has the final say.
That's it. Oh, yeah, that's right. God is, because why? God has the final say. I love it. I love it. I'm sorry. All I want to do is, I love God. I love God. I love God. I love God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let's move on. Oh, God. Verse 2. All the ways. Listen. With an S on the end. And this is the Amplified version. All the ways of a man are clean and innocent in his own eyes. Is that true? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You'll get it a little later. Anyway, and he may see nothing wrong with his action. My God, we all have that issue in life, because that's the way we looked at it. Used to be a song, do my thing. I can do my thing. Do what you want to say. It's your thing. It's your thing. And that's where our mind was. Well, as the pastor said this morning, it has to be a transformation. Where? In the heart transplant. Amen. Amen. So everything has to change. That's why God said, you must decrease, and I must increase in you. The more we increase in God, what happened? A transplant is being adjusted. We make an adjustment in lives, because we're starting to think like our Father. Why? Because we were created in his image. Yes. See, in his likeness. See, God had the final say. But somebody forgot to tell Adam and Eve. You see, God told them not. Don't touch any of those trees. You know, you can touch any of them but the one in the midst of the garden. The one of good and evil. You see. But they disobeyed. Now the scripture tell us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank God for mercy and grace. My God. Now majority of us has restored our relationship. We walk in harmony and love and peace. I love peace. He told me the peace that surpasses all understanding. My God, the peace that I leave you, not as the world leave you. See, my God, my Father told me that I have that peace. Yes. See, praise God. Let's move on. Let's move on. Praise God. Praise God. And nothing wrong with the action, but the Lord weighs and examines the motives. See, a lot of times our motives get in our way. And intents of the heart, and knows truth. And verse 3 says, commit your works to the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord. Submit and trust him. Trust them to him. That's all God wanted. He said to cast all your cares upon him because he loved you. Oh, my good. And your plans will succeed if you respond with his will and guidance. Boy, I'm not going to sit up and fight and wear myself out and get sick when I can cast everything on God. Amen. He told me, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Yes. But what? Well, my yoke is easy. Man, I low ride. My yoke is easy and my burdens are light. See, it's a beautiful thing. I was like Pastor one time. I was dying in Compton, and I walked with a limp. We all did. But I'm trying to bring a point out. I'm trying to make a point. The heart had to be changed. Our lives had to be changed. Now we walk tall. We honor God. He said, our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Verse 4 said, the Lord has made everything for his own purpose. For his own purpose. Even the wicked, according to their role, for the days are evil. Everyone who is proud and arrogant in the heart is disgusting and exceedingly offensive to the Lord. See how God look at it? God told us in his word that sin does what? Stinks in his nostril. And we know how. We know how. Anyway, what that means. Praise God. I'm getting ready to go somewhere, but for the sake of time. Offense to the Lord. Be assured he will not unpunished. Be assured he will not go unpunished. Those that don't walk upright before God. Don't be changed. Don't get saved, praise God. There's a reckoning day. Be mercy. By mercy and loving kindness and truth, not superficial rituals. Wickedness is cleansed from the heart. Cleansed from the heart. And by the fear of the Lord, one avoids evil. Warning. The red flag keep going up. So, you know, we gotta run for our life. Don't slow down. It's not time to slow down. When a man ways please the Lord, he avoids evil. When a man ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. Thank God. Thank God. Better is a little righteousness than great income gained with injustice. If it ain't right, it ain't going to go too far. Praise God. A man's mind plans his ways as he journeys through life. But the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. Verse 10, and a divine decision given by God is on the lips of the king. As his representative, his mouth should not be unfaithful or unjust in judgment. Why? Yeah, yeah. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Praise God. Let's get down first, boy. I'm going to move now. I'm going to move. Hopefully, I'm going to move. Let's look at Psalms 103. And 19, Psalm 103 and 19. I'll give you, if you don't have it, you can always look up on the screen there. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rule over all. His kingdom does what? Rule over all. Why? God has the final say. That was the scripture saying. Okay. Don't be afraid. Say it. Amen. We want you to God. We want you to speak to us. When that scripture go up, God has, because it tells you, and he established his heaven in the heaven, the throne, and his kingdom rules with an S over all. Nobody getting away. Praise God. Everything. I said it earlier. Next scripture. All right. Come on. Let's keep it moving. Daniel 4:35. Daniel 4:35. Read it. Okay. And all the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing. And he does according to his will, talking about God, and the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hands. None can hold his hands back. His hands are say to him, what are you doing? Why? Because God has the final say. And we're seeing this with the king. The king thought he was going to elevate himself, but God got him and had him go in the field and eat grass like an animal. He had claws. But God has the final say. Praise God. Praise God. Isaiah 46:10. Declare the end and the results from the beginning. Declaring the end and the results from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures and purposes. Why? All right. Everything. God has a purpose for everything in here. And it's us to take heed. Take heed. When you see that red light, you don't keep going, do you? You stop. When you see the yellow light, it's caution. You slow down. When you see the green light, you go on. But I was getting ready to say, you fly away. Songs say, I shall fly away. Oh, glory. See, red light is warning us. See, that's what the red light, just like natural, the red light is hey, stop. Examine yourself. Are you ready to meet God? You see, so the red light is up. Everything in the world, we can relate it to God. Solomon said what? There's nothing new under the sun. Man, I love God's word. Do you love God? I'm sorry, I enjoy. Now, can I just share just a few things if y'all don't mind? I'm going to move on, praise God. I'm going to leave the last scripture for the end, 1633. Well, look at the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel. And we know that. We know the story. This is when him and the king came together and they built the altar, you see. And they thought he had 450 Baal and 400 the prophets of Baal. And the thing about it is they built the altar and then Elijah built the altar. But God has the final say. They did everything they possibly can do. But at the end, Elijah said, God's going to rain down fire from heaven. And he watered the sacrifice. He watered the altar 3 times. And then he worked. And he consumed it even with the water. Why?
Come on.
Look at our God. This is real. These are not fictional stories. Sometimes we look at, this is real. I told you about Noah. It's real. Praise God. Abraham and Isaac. Abraham messed up. He went here and said, this is my wife, yada, yada, yada. But in the final saying, when he got to his son to bring him for the offering, let me give you the scripture so you can always read it. 1 Kings 18:36, that was the main scripture. And the one for Elijah, praise God. Let me see where it's at. Right. 1 Kings 18:36. The enemy's trying to confuse me, but it ain't gonna work. But God has thank you. Help is on the way. Praise God. 1 Kings 18:36. And we're gonna read that and we're gonna keep moving. At the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah prophet came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that's what we should be praying when we have a challenge, when the enemy is trying to fight us. Let it be known this day. Man, look at that prayer. This is Elijah praying. Let it be known this day, well, man, that you are God in all Israel and that I am your servant and that I have done all these things at your word. Boy, and then Israel, the people, the children of Israel bowed down and said, this is God. See, at the end, they said, they recognized God. Praise God. But those two, but Abraham and Isaac, Genesis 22, 11 through 12, and you guys from like 1 through 10 is the main thing. But Abraham, God told him to take his son and offer him. Y'all know the story. Offer him for the sacrifice. Praise God. And he went there. He was obedient and everything. Put 11 and 12 up. Genesis 22, 11 and 12. And we're going to keep moving. I'm not doing too bad. Hallelujah. I shouldn't do that. Go ahead. You got it up there. But the angel, now this is Abraham and his son Isaac. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven. Boy, look at the authority we got. When we pray, God says hi, but he looks low. God didn't inhabit everything about our prayer, even more so. The prayers of the righteous does what? Avail it much. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he answered, here I am. See, God let him get right there. Go ahead, next verse, 12. And he said, do not lay your hands on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know, boy. Now I know God want us to sell out. God want us to believe him. See, now I know. See, this reminds you of Jesus and God, you see. And I know that you fear and reverence me, or revere me. Revere God, since you have not held back from me or begrudged giving me your son, your only son. That's all God. The trying of your faith worketh patience. All we got to do is just trust God. Why?
God
has final faith. That's it. It might be repetitious, but it's good. They used to say you got to regurgitate things. You know, cause it might bounce off the first time, but the second God has the final say. Let's look at Joshua 6 and 20 and start at 20 to 23. We're talking about the Jericho, the walls. We all know that story. Praise God. Anyway. Okay. So the young men, the spies, went it in and brought out Rahab, but that you want to go up to 20. And this is Rahab even got a blessing for letting the spies down the wall. And here it's gonna come, that scripture gonna come to pass when I finish reading it. God said, go and bring out all your family. See how good God is? She wasn't a Christian enough. She was one that helped them to go down that wall. And their family would say it. Bam. Where's 20? That's 23. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. Amen. Praise God. So see what happens when you trust God? What's the end result? He let us know that. All right, I'm going to get by. I'm going to get away in a minute. I know I want y'all to be happy. I want you. That song say, don't worry. Be happy. I love God. Anyway, do you anyway, praise God. All right. Praise God. Let's see. So recognize one thing, that God is sovereign. Trust in his plan over our own. And the call to humble ourselves, because God's purpose ultimately prevails. Isn't that sweet? I'm just going to divert me. And wherever you at, when you were in school and the teacher was teaching and the teacher said something, did you believe her or not? Yeah. When you went home and did your homework and you came back for the test, did you pass or fail?
Sometimes.
So that's the same thing God tests. It's just coming up again. Now we're in the school of Jesus. When, like I had my shirt on yesterday, JC University, and the Bible on the back. You see, so all I'm saying is everything in life comes around. And so even our marriage, even with our children, don't worry about them. We pray for them. We do our job. Train them up, like the Bible says, train up a child. We do all we can. And I had to learn. I had to release them. Because I was getting sick. I was getting hurt. Don't worry. So we have to give it to God. He said, cast 10, 9, 7. See, remember Abraham? Remember Abraham said, Lord, if we find 50 in the city, would you save the city? If we find 40, see, if you find 40, and God already knows now, like Pastor Warren already said, if you find 30, 10, how many you found? Amen. The thing is, God has the final say. Praise God. Amen. So let's see. All right. So let's look at Isaiah, and I got 8 minutes. I'm doing pretty good. Let's look at Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9.
Say it louder.
I didn't want to respond to that one. I was thinking about Jan Brown. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Amen. For my thoughts, listen, God has the final say. My thoughts, with an S, are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways. We need a change. See, why? Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Man, I love good news. Do you love good news? I'm going to switch up on you. It's good to hear something clean and wholesome. When it goes down your spirit, does it make you feel bad? Or it lifts you up? See, that's what God wanted to do. Lift us up out of the muck and the mire. My God. God is for us. He's more than the world against us.
Right.
My God. Verse 9. Go ahead, Pastor. Verse 9.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
See? There's a gap. So that's why each day we should be trying to draw. Draw close, yet draw nigh unto me. So we got a lot. We got a lot to learn about our Father. Man, he has so much in the book. Boy, and I just can't wait to get up in the morning. We have 6 o'clock prayer every morning. Sometimes I say, my God, the Sister Evangelist Dolores, I don't know. But I get up. It might be 10 minutes to 7 sometimes, but I get on and pray. You see, I'm just like everybody else. I'll be tired. You know, I get up, I sweep outside the house, I water it down because I'm reflecting God. I take my dog for a walk, I do everything that God can see that I appreciate everything. I take nothing for granted. I honor my wife. Always ask her, do you want some breakfast? No. Okay, I keep trying. But the thing about it, I extended it to her.
Right.
You see? Because I love God, and God said to honor our wives, you know. You see, and everybody. I get out there, people be passing. My daughter say, you be waving at everybody. You don't even know them. But one brother came back one day. He dropped his children off where my grandbabies go. He said, man, I appreciate you. You always out there with a smile and encouragement, because nobody want to say nothing to me. He shook my hand, and he was encouraged. We never know. Be ready to give a man an answer for what is out. We don't have to say nothing about God, but our light got to shine. God said he's no respecter of person. Why? Because all souls are mine. And why we say that? Obedience is better. Okay, who suppose you gonna believe? Joshua said, for as me and my house,
we shall serve the Lord.
Man, I love it. Jesus is my answer preacher, answer man. That's my answer, man. The book, like Sister Jennifer say, study. Grind it out every day. Study. Sometimes you don't feel like one more, and I have the finality. James 4:13-15. Then you can hit it. After that, you can play the music. Just a little footnote on mine. You can come on in. Got it? All right, here we go. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a city and spend a year there and carry on business and make money. Isn't that the way we think? Where's God? Praise God. Where's God? Yet you do not know the least thing about what may happen tomorrow. We don't know. One day for another, 6:34 says, don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. But focus in on today. See, that's what I love about God. He didn't give me I'm always focused on today. Keep it straight. I'm like 7-Eleven, open 24 hours. Y'all didn't know where I was going with that. You are really, but a whip and a vapor, puffed up, a puff of smoke and a mist. Look at God. That is visible for a little while and then disappear into the air. We're not here for eternity. This is not our home. Amen. Praise God. Was that it? One more verse. 15. You ought to instead say, this is the key to everything. If the Lord's willing, we shall live. And we shall do this, or that thing. And sovereignty, respect, honor to honor is due. It's Jesus that sacrificed for us. It's Jesus that gives his life for us. Praise God. Amen. Hit the song. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen to it. Listen to it. Listen to the song. Listen to the song. Praise God. And then we'll open the door. Not to the church, but anyway, we're going to make the offering, the altar call.
realizing that he has the final say. Amen. In a world of chaotic things happening all around us, God has the final say. Regardless of what we're going through in our life, God has the final say. And I thank God that we've learned to put our trust in him. You know, the scriptures say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God has the final say. As we were in the CIW women's prison last night, and those women understood that God has the final say. Some that are doing life without parole were saying, God has the final say. One sister said, God told me, I'm getting out of here. Amen. And they were worshiping God and praising God and magnifying the name of the Lord. One lady jumped up out of her wheelchair and started jumping up and down and praising God. I'll tell you, we're living in some times where God is moving by his spirit. And I would encourage anybody, don't get left behind. Amen. If you've been trying to figure out if you're going to walk with Jesus or not, I think you ought to take door number one. Walk with Jesus. Give your life to him. Sure of your salvation. Be sure of your destiny. See, Jesus said, when you see these things happening, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. Wars and rumors of war, earthquakes in diverse places. We're seeing all of these happening right before us. We need to be ready to go home with Jesus. Amen. And sometime preachers and evangelists and missionaries and songsters are crying out on behalf of the Lord to the people, saying, hey, do you want to give your life to Jesus? Do you want to make a change? Some people not going to make a change, but there's some who's going to say, you know what? It's time for me to come home. It's time to spend the rest of my days worshiping and serving and praising the God who created me. Amen. And that's where we are today. So if anybody, amen, anybody need to accept Christ, today is your day. Anybody need more strength in your walk with Christ, today is your day. Anybody want to sing a new song, Goodbye World, I'm Gone. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. No turning back. The Bible say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, woman, boy, or girl who trusts in him. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. If you give your life to Christ, you'll never be the same again. Thank you, God. Old things will pass away and everything else will become new. God has the final say. As we're praying today, Brother Mike's sister went on to be with the Lord last night around 9-something. But guess what? Mike led his sister to the Lord a few weeks and months ago. Thank you, God. And so we will be able to, as a family in that room, reading the word of God, praying and calling on Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we live in perilous times, saints. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow or not. So let's give God all the glory. Amen. Amen. So I thank God for all of us who make up 3-Piece Christian Ministries. God is doing something here in our midst, and I am so grateful. We serve an awesome God. He's a mighty God, and there's enough ministry for everybody in the house of the Lord to do. If you're in the sanctuary, if you're in the overflow, you're back there with the kids, there's enough ministry to do. Amen. There's outreach ministries here. There's prison ministry. Amen. There's homeless ministries. Amen. And as God is populating the house of the Lord with precious people of God, hey, let's step up to the plate. Amen. I don't have it up on the board, but see me. See, there's a need now for ushers and greeters. Amen. See me if that fits your bill. We need somebody to help out in the parking lot. Amen. Come and see me. We need folks for the praise and worship team. Come on and see me, because God is doing something. We're going to get in the mood with God, and we're going to give him the glory. We're going to magnify his name. We're going to call down fire from heaven for Jesus. People are dying. People need Jesus today. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're living in perilous times. So I'm just saying, I love y'all. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Why don't we stand? We're going to be dismissed today. Praise the Lord. But you hear the clarion call. See. Paul had got a message. Come over to Macedonia and help us. It's a Macedonian call going out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. He's doing something in our midst, Sister Jennifer. Praise the Lord. Brother Alexander, God is doing something in our midst. Let's get in the mood with God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Is there anybody sick in your body you need prayer today before we leave? I can't see you in overflow, but if you need prayer, lift up your hands to the Lord as we agree together in prayer today. If someone is in need of a blessing from the Lord, listen, put your hands up. We're here together in the name of Jesus, praying together, calling upon the name of Jesus. We need to see miracles. God, we need healing. We need deliverance in this place, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, Lord. For we, your precious people, we love you, Lord. And we're standing in need of a blessing, God. The hands that are raised up for healing in our bodies, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, send your word today. Send your anointing today. Let your healing virtue flow, God. In the name of Jesus, God, take us back to where we first believed. We believe you for everything today, God. Oh, God, there's nothing hard for you. There's nothing you cannot do. So we come empty as empty pitchers before a full-flowing fountain, asking you to fill our cups today until they run over. Let your healing, oh, God, take root even now. Remove that pain, God. Oh, the uncertainty, God. Touch in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us from the inside out. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. There's nobody like you. All of those who are standing in the need of prayer today, whatever it may be, God, you already know. But, Father, we come before your throne as humbly as we know how, asking you, God, to have mercy in the name of Jesus. So, Father, bless this congregation and everyone who called 3P's their home, every well-wisher, God, everyone who's in their homes that's praying today. Brother John is in his home, can't make it to the house of the Lord, but he's always dialed in. God, won't you bless John right where he's set, God, even right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and Brother Mike and all of his family, Lord, in their time of bereavement, in their time of grief, God, as we come together around them, put as you wrap your loving arms around that family, Lord, help us to hug them too. Help us to be here, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just love you, we praise you, we bless you, Lord. Bless us as we leave this place, but not your presence, Father God. Bless our tithe and offering boxes on the wall, Father God. Energize someone on today to get to know that Jesus has the final word. And if there's something in your heart that's drawing you to do a work for the Lord, surrender to him. Say, God, have your way in my life. God, we know that you have a plan for each and every one of us. We thank you, we praise you, we bless you in the matchless mighty name of Jesus and all the saints of God together. Help me say amen.